So how do you attract new business so you constantly don't have to chase it? Hi, I'm Mike Cuevas, the Real Estate Marketing Dude, and this podcast is all about building a strong personal brand people have come to know, like, trust, and most importantly, refer. But remember, it is not their job to remember what you do for a living. It's your job to remind them. Let's get started. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. Folks, there's a lot of people struggling right now, and I want to get right to it. You're struggling for, a multitude of reasons. However, what it comes down to is getting what you really want, right? And why do, you know, as much as the market has taken a shift, I'll give you an example. One of the agents used to work for me is way more successful than I ever was. She literally just sold a $7.5 million house in Naperville and set the world record for the most expensive piece of real estate ever sold in Naperville, Illinois. And I'm watching her like on her business and she's just crushing it. I'm like, where's the slowdown? But it's not just Lauren that I see that with. I see that with other agents out there. And I'm always like, okay, guys, I get it. The market has shifted. The market's changed. There's not as many transactions. But the people that are literally running a business and are actually like literally running a business, I'm not talking about all you salespeople chasing the next check, breathing commission breath, setting the world on fire. What I'm talking about are people who are actually looking at their business, running it like a business, and don't view themselves as a real estate agent, but more of an entrepreneur. And they're all doing fine. Literally, all of them are doing just fine. And what is the difference between them and you right now, if in fact you are struggling? And I think what you're going to get out of this episode is a lot of experience, because we brought on Mr. Aaron Hendon, and he's been doing this for quite a while. This is, he knows, he gets it. And the topic of today's show is very simple. How can you get what you want despite what the hell is going on today? Why is it that some people are getting there and some aren't? What's changed? Because nothing's changed for them. I believe it's a lot of mindset, but that's what we're going to discover today. So without further ado, it's going to introduce our guest, Mr. Aaron Hendon. How you doing, buddy?
Mike, I'm doing great. I so appreciate the opportunity to be here. Very excited. It's great to be here with all your people.
Welcome to the show. Aaron actually told me, yeah, he remembered me from like 8 years ago. And I'm like, this podcast is now in 10 years. I've been slacking the last 12 months on it. I haven't been as consistent. Mm-hmm. I haven't been much into it, to be honest with you. I don't have anything. I'm in the middle of launching a new software and all that stuff. And I'm breaking my own rules that I've set, and I've set this show with, right? And I'm very embarrassed about that. So I'll be the first to admit that I'm not doing what I should be doing. And I think that comes down to what stops people from getting what they want, because I think we all know what we want. We know how to get there, but smaller percentage of people actually get there. What gives, Aaron? What am I fucking up on right now? What am I doing wrong? Why can't I do this?
I love it. I love the way you even framed it. Couldn't be a better frame for what happens for us. Cause I'm not immune to this. Okay. I come to this as I'm a old Jewish man from New York. So I'm guilt and shame and, you know, things are never so bad. They can't get worse was my family motto. So I'm all up in that as a default. And just the way you said what you said is perfect, because look, there's no arguing that if you don't do the work, you're not going to get the results. So you don't, you know, you're breaking your own rules, right? Like you said, right? If you don't make the calls and talk to the people or put out the videos or put out the work that you know to do that produces the results, if you don't do that, you won't get the results. So we're not, but we're talking about what comes before that, or what's the ground upon which that work is done. Or even what's the grant, how does the work occur so that you'd do it? You know, when you said what you said about, well, I'm starting some new software and I've got other things on my plate. And you didn't say other things on my plate.
Just a bunch of excuses.
Yeah. Well, okay. So hang on, before you get to that part, the work occurs like less important than the work around the software. Okay. It's just, there's a bigger opportunity with the software and that's what you're going to do. And so it's you're always going to do work that's consistent with, you're always going to work on what occurs there to work on, occurs like there is to work on. So if you wanted to do other work, you'd have to shift the way it occurs to you. This podcast would, you'd have to deal with, this podcast is important. It's foundational. It builds the base upon which you could build that software, and it would, very little time you could get to the value of doing this, but you'd have to do that work. First of all, does that make sense? That
Yeah.
you're always working on, you walk on the floor because the floor looks like something you could walk on. I don't know if you've ever seen those. I have this little picture on my desktop of a floor of a carpet in Germany, a hotel in Germany, and it's one of these. I don't know, can I could share my screen, but I'll send it to you so people can see it on the website or in the show notes. It looks like the carpet is got holes in it. You know, the way the lines on the carpet are drawn, it creates an optical illusion that the carpet is bumpy. So it's holes and dives and like that. And it really looks that way. If you look at it, you're like, wow, that's the way that looks. Like you would never run on that carpet. And that's why they installed it, because the people were running in that hallway and they installed it and people stopped running in that hallway. Because it doesn't occur, it occurs unsafe to run on. It's not, it's the exact same scenario. It's the literally the same floor, but it occurs differently. So for you with the podcast, it didn't occur as important. It occurred as something I could move off my plate. Same thing with,
Fair.
does that make sense?
Yeah, fair. I mean, I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, but I got soccer practice. Like today, I got football practice. I got to go
Or I
coach.
have TikTok that I'm
Yeah.
scrolling in my bed, so I'm not getting out of bed till, you know, I can't work out anymore. Even that, it occurs like it's not that it necessarily occurs as important. It occurs as an opportunity. And lying in bed scrolling TikTok, which is, you know, three rungs down from getting my kids to soccer practice in the world of excuses, like value. It's still, I don't know anyone who doesn't, who, you know, without an immense amount of discipline, doesn't succumb to an extra video or two. Those devices are built really well to capture attention, you know,
Oh yeah, they are.
and to keep it
Very well, like designed by the smartest people in the
brain
world,
science,
manufactured. Yes.
like literally hijacking your brain
Yep.
into just one more video, and then an hour later you're like, oh, I can't work out now because, right, and you're
I don't
stuck.
have
So
time.
we can talk about that.
You said something, a word, discipline.
Yeah.
And discipline is tough, because discipline takes time, or the results of discipline take time, I guess. Right. So it's like, yeah, I want to work out. Like, hey, I want to go out. If I look at, we're talking about how you cannot get to what you want to get. And let's just take an example I even
Yeah.
relate to. So you want to lose 10 pounds. Who doesn't want to lose 10 pounds? Right. Everybody. But why wouldn't I go out there and do it? Because it's going to take me 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I got to start somewhere. And then starting that one thing is like, damn.
Yeah. Well, you know, Simon Sinek talks about, and a lot of people talk about this, but, you know, when the why is big enough, the how becomes obvious. That your access to losing weight is having a why big enough to do it. Is there some future that you've created that's important enough for you? That would call you to do the things that would have the things that you don't want to do occur as opportunities. If you can get your focus onto the future you're creating, and rather than whatever this immediate muffin, brownie,
Yep.
ice cream, you know, like, okay, I want the ice cream. And it's not about not wanting the ice cream. I don't know that there's anything in the world that's going to get, I'm on a mission. It's funny you mentioned losing weight, right? I started at 226. I'm at 206 now. And I have a mission to get under 200 because my wife promised me some really great stuff if I get under 200. And I was like, okay, right? And she's not thrilled how close I'm getting because she promised a whole bunch of stuff. But it's a future that inspired me, that moves me, that if I keep that future alive, I'm like, okay, I will eat one meal a day and I will up my protein and I'll find a substitute for ice cream. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned discipline and frustration and all that stuff, because I've been stuck like here at this 205 range, really close, but I've been stuck. I'm like, and I am so close to fuck it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. This is too much. I'm going to give up. And why I'm so interested in mindfulness, we haven't brought up mindfulness yet, but why I've become so sort of fascinated with mindfulness is the ability to train the mind to choose what it focuses on. Because I could focus on that muffin, but it doesn't take me any effort to focus on the muffin. The focus on the muffin is automatic. The focus on the TikTok video is automatic. The focus on anything is automatic. You know, whatever pops up is automatic. It's, can I acknowledge the presence of that? I want that muffin. And what else is going on? Oh, I could focus on the future that I want. Oh, because just because the want popped up first doesn't mean it's real. Doesn't mean it's any more real than the future that I'm creating. And that separation right there, that moment of choice where you can separate the immediate want from the future you're creating. If you can get that gap to be a little bit bigger, just a little bit longer, you have some access to power. It takes it out of the domain of discipline and puts it in the domain of choice. And it's radical. I want to go back to something else you said, Mike, because it really struck me. And this is a really good opportunity to distinguish choice and occurring, and that whole world of empowerment that we started with. Because you were like, I forgot how you said it exactly, but you were like, I'm breaking my own rules. I'm not doing what I know to do. You didn't call yourself an asshole, but you were being that this was the wrong way to be. I mean, I don't know if you talk to yourself like that, right?
Always.
Like
I'm hard on myself. I have to be.
Yes. Yes. Hard on ourselves. And I have gotten myself pretty convinced in my own experience, and this is from personal discovery, I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm just asking you to try it on and see. But that first moment, if you could get, okay, I'm now making myself the asshole. Am I more effective when I relate to myself as an asshole, or am I less effective? Am I more effective when I relate to myself as an asshole, or am I more effective when I relate to myself as an entrepreneur who's been podcasting for 10 years, who's got a following of 40,000 people or whatever you got? I don't know, out the limit. You may have bigger than that. That started multiple software companies. Am I more effective when I'm relating to myself as that person or as an asshole?
Interesting.
And then to just get into, okay, now, could I relate to myself as an asshole? I could. Could I relate to myself as a world-class entrepreneur? I could. Now, which one am I choosing? And the more we, for me, I don't, you know, I think it's sort of a dumb question. You know, it's sort of like when I say it that way, which one, Mike, which one is it?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm more humbled to look at myself through the lens of an asshole, but who I am at the end of that's what humbles me and being like, oh shit, well, I have to look back. So you got to step outside your own shoes.
Yes.
And like see yourself, like, I don't know, the analogy that comes to mind is like when someone passes and they see themselves like laying in the hospital bed and they're like a ghost of themselves, right? So like see yourself in that position For me, I have to do that a lot of stuff outside and what's the word? Vulnerability, not vulnerability. It's humility. Realize what it is you do wrong. And you're right. Like you have to like, 'cause right now a lot of agents are like, fuck, what'd I do? This was working last year, but now it's not working right now. And
Totally.
the first thing that comes to mind is like failure. I feel like a failure.
Yeah.
And then when that happens, it's very hard to that overcome because no matter what, if you approach it, from that way, it's very hard to like overcome anything. You know, there was a time in my life, like I would say this is like 7 years ago, for 3 years in a row, I felt like a complete failure. And it was rough to go out and get it, but I kept on going. And it's like what you said earlier, your back's against the wall. You just figure it out. Like a squirrel learns how to hunt, no matter what, when winter comes. And
Totally.
it just happens. It's just whom you are. Survival of the fittest, right?
But a squirrel doesn't talk to itself about being a failure.
Fair. And they just figure it
Only a
out that.
human being. Only human beings fail. N squirrels don't fail. Squirrels may be hungry, but they don't go need a support group if they don't have enough nuts. They go do what they needs to do. And it's the conversation that I'm a failure, that then who's going to do the work is someone who's a failure
Yep.
versus I'm a world-class entrepreneur. I'm going to get it. Why? I'm not going to get it because I'm afraid that I'm look like an asshole. I'm going to get it because I'm good at this. And I've done this before. You know, we just got a book. We have a book club in my team. And we just got done reading 10X is Easier Than 2X. I don't know if you ever heard of that. First time I heard of it. I'd never, you know. And one of the takeaways in that was, if you're always looking at the horizon to measure your success, measure your growth, you're going to have the experience in the present moment of being a failure because the horizon always gets further away.
Very well put.
Right? You got to look at how much I've grown. And I think if you look behind you, yeah, you could get, that's right. It really doesn't work for you to have not done the podcast with the integrity with which you talk to people about it. It's not, doesn't work. It doesn't have workability to it, but it doesn't mean you're an asshole and it doesn't mean you're a failure. It means you chose a couple of things that you didn't choose, you know, that you could have chose differently. And it'll give you a different relationship moving forward because what will be in the present is the experience that you're looking for out of the success. I mean, we've all seen this. I used to be with K-Dub and I've done the forum and done other programs. And this isn't, you know, this speed you have, right? I mean, if you did Bold, anyone who's ever done Bold saw this. If you've done the forum, you've seen this. And it's, if you want to be a success, you start with over here with who you're being. And then you do the things successful people do, and you wind up having the things successful people have. You don't start with the Lamborghini, and then you
I
don't
thought you
start.
do that in real estate, though, you know?
Yeah, well, I have a podcast where me and my friend Chris have it. I try and manage my own contempt. I have a lot of contempt, and I find it not useful, but automatic nonetheless. And I have a lot of contempt for Lamborghini leaning. A lot of like, hey, look at me. Here's my
Yeah.
Lamborghini. Let's go, baby. But at the same time, you know, you starting your day from being a successful entrepreneur, software builder, creator, content creator, guy who's literally th helped tens of thousands of agents, Mike. You've helped me. You've helped tens of thousands of agents get off the snide and start doing great work. That's you. And you start your day from there as a great husband, dad, yes, no?
How do you, yeah, both. How do
Yeah.
you train your mind? Because what we're talking about here, guys, is just like, yeah, this is my personal experience. It's very similar to what most of you are going through right now as well. Even in this mindset, and I want to unpack a couple of things he said, because I see how we're taking this experience, even just of this podcast, right? and relaying it to like what an agent's saying is today. Because you're right,
Totally.
early on, like no one was listening to the show, I wouldn't miss a week. And I did that for 7 years straight
Yeah.
because I saw, oh, I'm going to build. And actually, I saw the software company built. And I said, by the time the software company, I'm going to have an audience of people so sales aren't too difficult. So that was the vision that I had back then, like 10
Perfect.
years ago. But then now that it's here and I have the audience and I have the 1.7 million downloads or 1.8 or 9 or 2 million, whatever the fuck it is right now, who cares? But now I'm lazy because I became complacent in the podcast end.
Great.
What I should be doing is having the same fuel of fire that I had in year one, because the reality is that if I do put some more oomph behind this show, if I wanted to, I could help accelerate results. So how does that apply to you guys in this day and age right now, like with what is going on in the market? Like there's no transactions are down.
That
Okay.
is the
So
case.
now what do
That
we yeah, right? They're down.
is
Great.
the case. There are 40% less deals getting done than there were last year, and that's not unwinding anytime soon.
And how many less agents are now in the business because of that?
Well, it's going to wind up being 40% less agents because not everyone's going to do the work to capture the business that's there. And what we keep telling our team is you just got to find a way to stick around long enough because the market will turn. And you want to be able to be the go-to guy. But go back into your question, Mike, which is,
Pulling up a stat I just saw while you're doing that.
you fulfilled a future you were out to fulfill.
No doubt.
Right? You worked, you put your head down 7 years, you built the audience, then you built the software, and that worked. That was like exactly how you, I mean, it may not have been exactly the way you planned it, but it did fulfill the future you were out to create.
It's
Yeah.
never the way you plan it.
Right. But you did fulfill that future.
Yeah,
And
I guess in hindsight, you're right.
have you taken the time to create for yourself a new horizon, a new future? Have you said, okay, I'm taking this 1.7 and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And in the next 10 years, here's what's going to be there. Have you
Not
created something?
sort of, not to that, I would say extent. Maybe I haven't. I think that's part of my problem. It's like a therapy session.
Well,
There was
look,
a
it's
stat.
about empowering people to get what they want. And if they don't have a future to live into that inspires them, the best they can do is get motivated and disciplined, which is not gonna last.
There's a stat I'm trying to full, because I was going to do a video on it. Anyways, it said something along the lines of, so you just said 40% less transactions this year, right? And then this one said something like only 49%. So 40% less transactions, right? And then how many agents do you think we're gonna have 40% less agents? You think that's the final number? 30, 20. Whatever the
Yeah,
number is, it's gonna be
whatever it
significant.
is, it's gonna be less.
So, but then it also said only 49% of agent or 49% agents only sold 1 to 2 houses in the last 12
Yeah.
months.
Well,
And I was
that's
like,
not
dude,
new. That's not even new. That's the way it's always been.
and if you add up the number of transactions, there's still a boatload of business out there.
Totally. There's more than enough business. I'm always so amazed at how much business there really is, and I'm even at 40% less, I see agents getting
I can't
to,
find it.
it's okay. I can't believe there's enough business to keep anything in business, frankly, that there's 11 billion, whatever, Facebook. Where are these people? Where are all the people? But they're out there. There's enough. There is an abundance of business to be had. And you could focus on, oh shit, they're harder to get. Or you could focus on, okay, where am I coming from? What value am I going to add to the marketplace? What am I going to do? And what's the future that I'm out to fulfill that will have the actions in the present occur like an opportunity versus if you don't create a future, if you look, 95% of our thoughts are negative thoughts. That's just the way the brain has worked. Every social science, every psychological thing, you have 60,000 thoughts a day. 95% of them are there's something wrong. And I don't know what percentage of those there's something wrong winds up being there's something wrong with me, but I would think more than half
Sure.
are there's something wrong with me. So you're always, if you're not intentional about creating your mindset, you're going to wind up living a life where you're constantly overcoming, there's something wrong with you. And that's not necessary. It might be automatic, but you know what? You're a dad, you know, you trained your kid and you used to wet the bed.
Yep.
Right? And you train, and that's the most natural thing in the world for a human being to do. I mean, you know, you trained your baby, and you take them somewhere on a road trip, and they would just pee. They come out of the, you put on a new diaper, and they would just pee. You'd be changing the diaper, and they'd be peeing on you. It
Yep.
just wasn't a thing until you train them to not do what comes automatically. And now, Mike, I don't care how cold it is, how tired you are, or within reason, how drunk you are, you're not wetting the bed. Because you trained yourself to not do what comes automatic. You can do that with your brain. You can
And
train yourself
you
to.
call this mindfulness training,
Yeah,
right?
mindfulness is the ability to be present to what's happening in the current reality without judgment, just noticing it. And if you do that for enough time, practice, and I don't mean long, you don't have to go sit like a monk for hours at a time. I mean, practicing 10 minutes of mindfulness a day. Consistency is more important than the quantity, but the consistency every day,
Yeah.
you will begin to increase that space of choice. And you'll see it in places where it didn't show up before. You know, like when my wife just walked in and asked me to, before we started, the listeners don't know, but my wife, I had to help her get on a Zoom call. My reaction, I promise you, my reaction a year ago would have been, "What the fuck do you want? I'm on a podcast. Don't talk.
Yeah, I'm
I'm
about to get on a
sorry that
show. Yeah.
sorry you can't figure out Zoom, right?" Some real shitty response, which doesn't give me the life I want. It's not consistent with who I think I am as a husband. It's inconsistent with everything that I pretend or I like to pretend I am. And because I can separate myself from the fear. You want to separate yourself from commission breath, right? You want to get in front of a client and no longer be talking to them about afraid I need this commission versus how am I going to help this person achieve what they're out to achieve?
Yeah, versus already seeing the check in your versus their end result.
Or fearing the check isn't going to be there,
Fair.
right? You know, all that I have found and my team has found is available through practicing mindfulness on a regular, consistent.
So walk me through some, like, how do I get into that state of mind? And I agree with all of this. In hindsight, I'm sort of seeing myself doing some of these things, like, mentally.
Yeah.
But like, how does someone right now, like these agents out there, like you guys need to, dude, here, let me just tell you guys straight up, like you got to toughen up. I mean, this is what it is. It's time to, you got to toughen up. This isn't going to be easy, right?
Right. Well,
What
no.
do I do? How do I get in this habit though? It's like, it's hard getting started, but it's not hard staying there because you
Right.
got the, but because it goes back to like that whole working out thing. Or like when I said, I started this podcast, like that's a long road.
It.
Nobody wants to travel the yellow brick road. Everyone wants to already be at the end of it.
That's right.
And
No one.
you know what I
That's right.
mean? Like, so like, what is the how do I get started in something like this? Because you're right. Everything, I think everything is mindset set. It's why
Yeah.
so many people have accomplished, but people with 95% negative thoughts, it's pretty obvious. And how whatever you see in social media, whatever it's spiritual warfare, negativity, whatever the hell you want to call it nowadays, it's real, man. And
Yeah.
it hurts people, and I see it out there. But how do I overcome that? What am I doing daily to like get that shit out of my head and being like, fuck this, I can do this, I can do this, because it is mindset. How do I do it?
Well, okay. So first of all, you know, the Lao Tzu, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So it's a step. It's the next step. You don't worry about getting there. You just get the next step. Same thing with the podcast, and you were brick by bricking it. Without your attention, you could have your attention on how hard this is, or you can have your attention on, okay, today I'm going to do 10 minutes of mindfulness. There's a million mindfulness. There's an app called the Insight Timer. They have it. I have an app, and you could get The Realtor's Edge, and I have mindfulness meditations on that every day on Zoom. Sorry, on Facebook. I actually lead a 10-minute gratitude meditation on a Facebook Live, so you can do that. But my point is, there are a million 10-minute mindfulness guided meditations you can get on any platform, YouTube, TikTok, whatever, right? And you make a commitment to do 10 minutes, just 10 minutes of a guided meditation, of a guided mindfulness meditation. It's not a huge commitment in time. It's immensely difficult.
Morning, late afternoon. Is it
Whatever you
worked on a
want to
different
do,
time?
whenever you can get 10 minutes. I find if I wait, I don't get the 10 minutes. But I also do find from time to time that doing 10 minutes around 2 or 3 in the afternoon gives me a little boost because I'm a little tired. There's a lot of practice. So that's just the most basic practice. Actually, I have a cheat sheet of 13 different ways you can practice mindfulness. If anyone, they can grab it on my website. But that 10 minutes is really sort of a foundational piece. If you, what you're, it's important to keep in mind what you're training yourself to do here is just be present. And one of the things that comes up for people most frequently in the beginning is, am I doing this right? Because I have all these other thoughts. People think, first of all, mindfulness is not just meditation. You can do that 10 minutes of meditation, but mindfulness is also try putting your phone down when you eat next time. You want to do the advanced level, right? The down and dirty level, Mike. Don't take your phone into the bathroom with you next time you take a dump and just sit. I
Fair
mean,
enough.
but you're just practicing experiencing your experience, and that is it. And that is like insane to talk about because it's like, well, that's
I think we used
but
to all do that like 20 years ago.
yeah,
Or,
exactly.
you
I
know what
saw
I
that
mean?
comedian too, right? There's a guy on YouTube that or whatever Instagram that does that bit about how, you know, before we used to have TVs in the cars when we were sitting in the back seat just watching the traffic go by.
Yeah.
It's also different than being lost in thought. It's also not just being lost in thought. It's about actually noticing the current reality. So the temperature of the air on your skin and the way your chest feels as you breathe. And you begin to separate yourself from your mind. You get that you're not your mind, you're the person, you are the observer of your mind. And the moment you get that, and you can separate yourself from your thoughts, you then begin to have something because then you could have the thought, because then you begin to have thoughts like, okay, one more reel. Oh, who's saying one more reel? Is that the person that's building this business? Or is that just my automatic? Am I peeing on myself now? Am I gonna, and you, but you got to get that first separation between you and your thoughts and not doing anything when you eat is one way, not doing anything when you jog or when you walk or just taking 10 minutes to notice your breath. Again, you Google mindful meditations, guided meditations, and there'll be a million of them. And that begins, that's the, so how you, that's how you, that's what there is to start. How you start is the way you start anything, Mike. You start. You
This
stop
is
talking
like, so this is a
about
lot,
farming.
this would apply to alcoholism. People are alcoholics. People are drug addicts, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I am
Like,
not in that field, and I just don't know enough about it to talk about it. Yeah, I wouldn't compare it to substance abuse just because I am not.
sure, but I mean, like, the if you're gonna overcome something, like, you gotta go back to the basics, and this is like,
Yeah, if you're going to look at the scrolling of the TikTok as an addiction, right? It kicks off a chemical, and they've designed it to kick off chemicals in your brain that keep you
yeah.
doing. So that is an addictive property, and it does take. But it takes an acknowledgement of it, like, oh, look,
Yeah.
this is me
I see.
doing addictive behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, do I, am I, and unlike a substance abuse phenomena, there's no outward chemical to that you could go take. This is just literally you breaking that habit of doing that. And I find that having a future that I'm out to fulfill, that is important to me, is a big enough, it is what's required. And because otherwise discipline just is like
Yeah,
in and
you have
of
to have the
itself.
why. Like, it's your family. It's your, it's the little kids you see when you wake
It's
up
your
every
why,
morning.
exactly.
Yeah.
It's your why. It's what you do. And if you can focus your attention on that, then you don't need motivation or inspiration. It may not even be fun working out. I've never wanted to go to the gym before I went to the gym.
Yeah.
Not once have I ever wanted to go to the gym before I went to the gym. Even though I have
Well,
this great future about it, I'm like, I still don't want to go.
we go for the end result, like you said.
Yeah.
That one, the 2 times I take my shirt off a year at the beach is worth like the 2, 3 months of just sweat and just misery, right? Just because you're gonna have that one thought, and then the funny part is that when you do want to go, it gets rained out one of those 2 days on
Yes,
top of
that's right.
it.
I hear you.
Is this a requirement for your guys's like teams? And when you guys bring on agents, is everyone in this team? And I'm curious to know what the production level of your average agent, because this feels like this is part of your guys's culture.
Yeah, we don't actually, it's interesting because it's part of the culture in general, and we've started I ran a 90-day training program where we started with the meditation and creating a future and doing all that work. And people basically did 2x more deals than they were doing out of doing that.
Yeah, that was the data. I'd be super interested in how
Yeah.
long have you been testing that?
It really just the last running of it was the first time where we really. I'm really interested in running it one more time because we got to something new about it that I think would just crack the code on the whole thing. So
Yeah, we
if
should
you're
have you back.
interested in getting into a trial of a new 90-day one, which includes the meditation, I don't have enough data on it to really talk about. Yeah, this is for sure impactful, but I do think we've cracked the code out of the last one and the next one we run. If people are interested, they should definitely hit me up on my website and I will get them in for free and we'll
Cool.
run the test on them. But it can't hurt. It's certainly not, you know.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Why don't you
And
tell them where
yeah.
that website is again?
It's aaronhendon.com. And you can, you know, there's a little lead magnet form on there where you can get the cheat sheet for mindful practices, and that'll put you on my mailing list, and I will spam you to death so that you hate me and unsubscribe because I have to make the sale. No, I will every other week we send out valuable sort of here's an opportunity, here's something that
Yeah.
we found that works, here's like that. And when we run the
Cool.
next Realtor's Edge, you'll be informed. And I really am trying to fill that cohort now, get 10 or 15 people that want to test it with me.
I like it. Well, I appreciate you coming on today, folks. Get the mind right. This is helpful for me. But everything you say, like I've experienced, so I know what you're doing is working. So why don't you tell everyone with us one more time where they can find you, and we'll get this wrap.
Right. Well, you can find me on Vashon Island, which is a small island off the coast of Seattle. But I'm an EXP managing broker of an EXP team, and you can hit me up on aaronhendon.com, or just you can just Google Aaron Hendon EXP, and you can find other websites and lots of different things that I have.
Awesome,
If
man.
you wanted to see my, if you wanted to sit with me in the mornings, you could get on Facebook and find me on Aaron Hendon. I'm easily findable.
Sweet. Appreciate
LinkedIn.
you, Aaron. Appreciate you guys listening to another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. I want you guys to visit our new site. I just getting ready to launch a software. It's called Referral Suite. If your database is forgetting about who the hell you are, well, you got to start reminding them so they stop forgetting and start sending you more referrals. Go ahead and visit it at referralsuite.com. It's a big blue popsicle. You won't miss it. And let's see if we can help you. Join our next challenge coming up, and stop chasing strangers. Start nurturing relationships and watch what happens to your business. Appreciate you, Aaron. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Mike, thank you.
Thank you for watching another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. If you need help with video or finding out what your brand is, visit our website at www.realestatemarketingdude.com. We make branding and video content creation simple and do everything for you. So if you have any additional questions, visit the site, download the training, and then schedule time to speak with a dude and get you rolling in your local marketplace. Thanks for watching another episode of the podcast. We'll see you next time.